North Korea's number two leader was quoted today saying that whether his country conducts further nuclear tests depends on the United States. In a news service report, Kim Jong-nam referred to what he termed the hostile American attitude. It's widely believed that North Korea is now seeking direct talks with the U.S., but Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says no.
Why are the North Koreans so insistent that there be bilateral talks? It's because they don't want the pressure of having China and South Korea and Russia and Japan at the table, too. They would like nothing better than to have all of the pressure be on the United States to deliver a deal.
That's Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports now on the view from North Korea's neighbor, South Korea.
안녕하십니까. 10월 11일 KBS 5시 뉴스입니다.
Today, South Korean television news focused more on developments in New York than anything happening here on the Korean peninsula, with lengthy reports on the discussion at the UN of further sanctions against the North, sanctions some here worry could make things worse rather than better. The village of Majung-li isn't far from South Korea's congested capital, Seoul, but it feels it. A place of rolling hills and farmland along the Imjin River, a few miles from the demilitarized zone that separates the North and South, two countries still technically at war. The idea of war seems distant here at harvest time, where a local farmer with a brand new combine makes quick work of this year's rice crop, pouring the grain into huge plastic sacks in the back of a waiting truck. Despite this week's test and the presence of tens of thousands of North and South Korean troops just a few miles away, the locals here seem pretty much unconcerned about it all. 52-year-old mechanic and farmer Kim Sun-man. I don't feel things are any more dangerous, he says, but then I've lived here all my life and I'm used to it. People in Seoul might feel a little differently, but I'm not worried, he says. I don't think this is really South Korea's problem. It's a problem between the North and our allies. I don't think the North is serious about causing trouble, he says. I think they're just trying to attract attention and use this as a way of getting some money out of our allies, out of the West. But I don't think they'd risk going to war. The combine stops, the farmer gets down, and a discussion starts, not about war or tests, but about how the new combine is running. So far, it's doing pretty well, farmer Park Chung-kyu says. As for the North's test and the fears it might spark a regional arms race or even war, the farmer shrugs. To be honest, I haven't really thought about it, he says. I work hard every day, and I don't have time to watch TV or to worry about it. If the North Koreans come across, then I'll worry, he says, but I don't see that happening. His wife, Yoon Chun-juk, bagging the rice in the back of the truck, wasn't as sure. I am a little worried that the North might start some trouble, she says, but I'm also worried about these sanctions the U.S. is talking about the U.S. taking some action that might make the North move against us. That's a fear not just here, near the DMZ, but in the capital, Seoul, as well. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Seoul.